With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Kremlin says Russian President Putin has met with President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Talks come days before Mr. Trump's deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face severe economic penalties that could also affect countries that buy Russian oil. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has gone to court looking to remove Democrat Texas House Leader Gene Wu of Houston from office. Abbott accuses Wu of leading dozens of Democratic lawmakers who left the state in a bid to block a congressional redistricting plan. President Trump supports the redrawing of congressional maps in Texas, but not all Republicans are on board.
The president says Democrats do redistricting, so the Republicans should too.
Yeah, they'll do it anyway. Why, if we stop over there, they would have done it anyway.
But several House Republicans are voicing their opposition. Axios reports that GOP lawmakers Kevin Kiley of California and Mike Lawler of New York want to ban mid-decade redistricting in all states. Representative Nicole Malliotakis of New York said it's wrong for either party to do it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House Oversight Committee has subpoenaed the Justice Department for files in the Jeffrey Epstein investigation and is seeking depositions with both Bill and Hillary Clinton, among others. President Trump is looking ahead, and dare we say, looking forward to a change at the top of the Federal Reserve.
Looking at the Fed chair, and that's down to four people right now.
But he has ruled out Scott Bessent, saying the Secretary of the Treasury prefers to remain in his current role. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 131 points, while the Nasdaq futures have fallen into the red. They're down 9 points. S&P futures 12 points higher. This is SRN News. Runners are preparing to spread the pro-life message.
From September 5th through October 25th, small groups of people will run along public streets from coast to coast in the U.S. wearing shirts that proclaim the message, "Remember the Unborn." It's the brainchild of Dr. Patrick Castle, the founder of Life Runners. Participants will run 5K legs beginning in California, New York, Texas, and North Dakota, and converging on a single point in the middle of the country, tracing a cross over the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court may take up another religious freedom case. In 2015, when two Christian schools in Florida made it to the state football championships, the High School Athletic Association barred the teams from conducting a joint prayer over the loudspeaker at the stadium before kickoff. A lawsuit resulted, and it has been percolating in the courts for years. Legal experts say the high court is likely to take the case, and its outcome could be consequential. This is SRN News. Well, here's an unusually fishy story.
Firefighters say a brush fire in the Canadian province of British Columbia was caused when a bird dropped a fish on power lines. Ashcroft Fire Rescues say in social media posts that the fire happened on August 1st, about 4 miles south of the town, sharing photos that include a charred fish on the blackened ground. The post says investigators found the fish that had been dropped by a local osprey onto hydro lines, with the resulting embers starting the fire on dry grass below. Keith Peters, Washington.
An Alabama home where Martin Luther King Jr. and others planned marches in the 1960s calling for black voting rights has been fully reconstructed at a museum near Detroit. It's been a delicate operation to move and preserve the Jackson home and other artifacts from the civil rights era. More details at SRNNews.com.